Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
On the first day of my ski vacation, I tore parts of my knee you don't want to tear. A doctor examined me. I said, "Why couldn't this have happened on my last day of skiing?" He said, "This was your last day of skiing." And he was right. I'm hanging up the boots and pursuing full contact checkers. I joked on this program about my ski accident before realizing the recovery time is about 50 years. Use crutches, I was told. Rest. Quit whining. I wanted to argue, but I didn't have a leg to stand on. For a year, we'd been looking forward to a Caribbean cruise with Laugh Again listeners, but I began to dread the trip. Tottering through airports, airplanes, and a ship 350 feet longer than the Titanic. How would I navigate? Painkillers helped, but landing in Miami, I was finding little humor. Two cranky flight attendants said there were no carts or wheelchairs. 15 hours after leaving home, I lay in bed in excruciating pain. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 14. Ramona hand-fed me pizza, never once said, "You know nothing of pain. I gave birth to your kids." Instead, she gently put an arm across my chest and whispered, "I'm not going anywhere. I love you. What can I do?" Angel number 2 was aboard the cruise ship, Carissa from New Hampshire. "I don't know why I brought this," she said. "I thought someone might need it, so I threw it in. A brand new knee brace. It matched my clothes and coaxed me down long hallways. Thanks, Carissa." On the final night, I lay awake, dreading the pain, knowing we'd be slogging through airports, my aching knees pressed against my chest there in economy. So I prayed my favorite prayer, "God, help." 11 a.m., Miami Airport, Angel number 3. Bunmi from Thailand. "Need help?" he asked. "Oh, yeah." He smiled and wheeled me through security in record time. No pat-down, no problem. Then came Miracle 1. Our flight departed on time. It's true, honest, it happened. I was there. Waiting in Atlanta was Angel number 4, the sweet Anaya from India, who winged us to our gate where we witnessed Miracle number 2, another on-time flight. You think I'm making that up? I'm not. But on that flight, I hit a wall. It wasn't childbirth-level pain, but it was as close as a guy gets. I was dragging a leg behind me to the washroom when Angel number 5, a flight attendant, said, "Are you okay?" I pointed to my heart and said, "I'm good here." I pointed to my knee and said, "There, not so much." She whispered, "Can I pray for you?" She asked Jesus to give me strength and hope, and then said, "Don't tell the airline I did that." I laughed. Here's how I remember it. I begged her to pray for me, and she finally said yes. Waiting for our third on-time flight was another immigrant, Tim from Sudan. He wheeled me along as we talked of Africa. I told him of our Christian family. He got excited. He said, "We're brothers." I assure you, the King of England never breezed through customs more easily. And when Tim wheeled us to our shuttle bus, we embraced like long-lost friends. In all my life, I have not over-tipped as I did that day. And Ramona insists it was not the medication. It was my kind heart. I wish each day was smooth sailing. More often, life is a series of bumps and lumps and uh-ohs, isn't it? But sometimes we're surprised by the kindness of strangers and the goodness of God. Reminded that He cares, that He does extraordinary things through the ordinary obedience of His people, who help us look up and smile again. I want to be one of them, don't you? And now, I want to beat my wife in a game of checkers.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.